The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The world is exploding and everybody has an opinion on it, even if it's sometimes not wanted and you're ushered out of the room, especially when it comes to what's happening in the Middle East. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We've been talking about it for a while now. Many of you bombarding me with your thoughts through the miracle of the Internet. You can also jump on right from the top. I will give you the digits. Don't be afraid to light up the phone lines, as many of you have been doing the last couple of weeks, 855-266-5283. Some say we need to get out of it. Forget it. It is the quicksand that I talk about, and we don't need to be there. On the other hand, do we not defend and help our friends in Israel, especially when we're talking about Hamas? Make no mistake about it, folks. There is a big difference. We're not talking about the Palestinian people. Oh, they're the pawns in this game. We're talking about Hamas, fueled and propped up by other terrorist groups, plural that would be, getting lots of munitions, lots of what they need to continue to try to bombard Israel, through people like North Korea, through allies like North Korea. So Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, says, get ready, this thing is going to be prolonged, boys. It's not going to end anytime soon. Ceasefire? I don't think so. Every time we call a meeting for a ceasefire, something else gets bombed. And there have been heavy, heavy days in the last 3 weeks between Hamas and Israel. The saddest thing is the 9 kids that were killed on a Gaza strip of grass in a park where they were playing. And then everybody starts to point fingers as to whose fault it is. Israeli tanks are moving in. They're all over that border area of Gaza. There are casualties. There are the human shields. That's what the problem is. Now, the Hamas-run health ministry said 10 people, including the 9 children under the age of 12, were killed, 46 wounded, in a park at a refugee camp on the outskirts of Gaza City. This thing has escalated beyond, I think, what we really thought was going to happen here. And yes, we're invested. Monetarily, definitely. Strategically, definitely. But are people weary of this? You know, the president and the Secretary of State, John Kerry, have been pushing Israel to accept an immediate and unconditional humanitarian ceasefire. Israel says every time they do that, they get bombarded. Netanyahu, that's why he's saying, we're not going to end until Hamas's network of tunnels under the Gaza-Israeli or Israel border have been neutralized, because we know this is going to be prolonged. We know it. We have to be aggressive. We have to protect our people, our soldiers, our children. Hamas has their own spokesperson, Sami Abu Zahouri, who says threats don't scare Hamas or the Palestinian people. The occupation is going to pay the price for the massacres against civilians and children. And, you know, if you dig back into the recesses of your mind, think about it. What was the last major invasion? What was Israel's last major invasion? You got to go to 2009. 23 days. 23 days. And there were troops on the ground, if you remember that. So they have a ground operation going on. But this one has lasted longer than the one in 2009. And I think it's going to outdo anything they've seen. Look, the Israeli military has located 31 tunnels. They think there's 10 more. They've gotten rid of 20 so far at this point. And what they were doing is the Hamas, some of the Hamas folks were sneaking into Israel. That's how they were getting in, through the tunnels. So Israel's saying, no way. You want to cut a deal with us, a humanitarian deal, and you have these tunnels where you can come in and grab our people? Forget it. We're not going to do it. But what's our play in the United States? What is the right thing for the United States to do? And I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. This is about being an American, and where do we stand in the world? Where do we want to stand in the world? And speaking of standing, more people are starting to take a stance on what's happening at the border. And this has no political labels. I guess in a sense it does, but I think a lot of the labels have been shed because people are confused by what the policy is and how this has happened. How did it get to this crisis point with nothing being done as far as deportation, that kind of thing, having the judges already in place, already set, already ready to go? So do you think all of those kids have to be deported? I got a letter from Jake, who emails the show. Now I guess he emails the show a couple of different places, but he emailed the show saying, it seems harsh. It seems inhumane. And I know there have to be god-awful conditions in El Salvador, Honduras, and all of the places, Guatemala, that we've talked about. But we cannot allow ourselves to be completely invaded because we can't handle it. Kate, we can't correctly handle the situation. We do not have enough backing in this country, enough way to support these kids to make sure they're on the right path. We don't have it. And if anything, there's been too much trickery used from the people who have sent their kids here when they know darn well they don't have a relative on the other side. So how can you defend the indefensible? Do you think it's indefensible? Do you think we are a nation of ogres? Nasty, inhumane people to say, boot them back? And of course, once the judges go through all the hearings, that essentially is what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen here. Because if they don't really have a tie that would link them to somebody here directly, a real relative, it's not going to happen anyway. You can throw in your thoughts, 855-266-5283. Coming up a little bit later this hour, Bobby Kennedy, he dives into his own controversy over flu vaccines. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight, out in the nooks and crannies. Here's something that is sure to awaken some of the sleeping giants out there. Vaccines and whether to get vaccinated or not is still a raging debate. Robert Kennedy Jr. has a new book out that specifically talks about really the mercury level, not anti-vaccine. All of his kids were vaccinated, all that sort of stuff, but not to the extent now that we're seeing where it's like 24 vaccines since 1989 that started to happen. Then they kind of backed off of them. And there's an element to this, and it's called, it's called the removal of mercury, a neurotoxin, from vaccines. And how do we continue to look at being a nation that comes out and says and talks about the CDC, the FDA, the National Institutes for Health clearly saying that there is some danger to the vaccine supplies in the past, and now all of a sudden we've thrown that out the window, and many of the flu shots are loaded with it. So many people have called this show for the raging debate over whether to get a flu shot or not, and this thimerosal is in so many of the flu vaccinations to dangerous quantities that it's led to this massive tug of war over the whole vaccine thing. Because people are, I think, jumping over what truly is the issue of what the element was of the massive mercury. Back in the day, it was shut down. Hey, forget about it. And now, all of a sudden, it's pumped back in, only it's pumped back in a different direction. Because we had so many developmental disorders with the autism and the ADHD and all of that, that it was believed that this agent that was widely used in our supplies was to the dangerous levels was partly to blame for this. And it was believed to be a significant threat to our health. And it led to really a crisis of faith in, do we have safe vaccinations? Is it safe to go through the vaccination process? And remember, I just went through this conversation in a different way when I was in Grenada and we had so many of the doctors talking about vaccines and how it was crazy to think you shouldn't get vaccinated with some of the things that are out there, that you were jeopardizing your own health. In this case, specifically, we're talking about something that was thrown out and then brought back in again, different levels, but brought back in again and used in a different supply, in different strains. So anyway, coming up, we're going to talk to Bobby Kennedy about that, and you might want to throw in your two cents at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I think when the whole vaccine thing comes up, I mean, anywhere in my life, there is always some sort of a debate. And there's a debate over the flu shot, too. I know people that have taken flu shots and gotten terrible results because they've contracted an awful, awful strain of the flu. But then I know other people that swear by getting a flu shot and that it's stupid not to get a flu shot. But I don't see it. Is it necessary? Is it unnecessary? I mean, we've just gone through this process now that we sit here in the summer. But this is the stuff, this thimerosal is the stuff that is in so many doses of it. So it's fascinating. Wait till you hear him talk about it. I could barely get a word in edgewise with a guy like Bobby Kennedy. So that's coming up on the flip side. In the meantime, really, we've kind of zigged and zagged in a couple of different directions, especially with what's happening at the border, because so many of you have overwhelmingly slammed the mailbag with the border issues and also what are we doing and who are we supporting in the struggle on the strip. So you've got the Interior Department saying, look, we control 800 miles along the dividing line with Mexico, or 40% total, with other land in the area owned by the Forest Service. Because there's a push here as to, all right, now what's happening with federal land protections in jeopardy because of this flow of illegal immigrants across the border. So there's these restrictions on accessing some of the land along the border that have made it difficult, the Border Patrol says, to do their job, that they can't do it in certain areas, especially in Texas. You know, and listen, smugglers know where to go. They know where the agents can't patrol, can't monitor. They know how to get through. That's why they're getting the money from so many of the families or other people to get across. So a House Republican working group that's led by Congresswoman Kay Granger said this week that we should just prohibit the Interior and Forest Service from in any way getting in the way of the Border Patrol. That border security has to be a bigger part of this whole thing in how the feds manage land. So now this is another element here. And what about some of the Democrats? What are they saying? Congressman Pete DeFazio from Oregon says, if they're talking about the most recent influx, it's happening in areas that have nothing to do with protected federal lands. What are they saying? It's a spacious argument to continue the anti-conservation agenda. That's what it's about. Now, to be sure, this whole idea of land restrictions, it's not the first time that this has been sucked into the debate over the Border Patrol. It's, in fact, a lot of times this has been part of the discussion. So, I mean, what's the problem? Where is the true problem here? Where is the line of demarcation? Where is that line? Here's what the challenge is. The challenge is in those open areas, is in those vast areas where security could be an issue because of the amount of people that we're talking coming over. And it hasn't necessarily been in the past. But now you've got border fences that are being built, that there are, you know, what are the challenges on the ground? Are there, what are the protocols, I guess? Because now the two are running into each other. That's what it is. So there, you have to have the Border Patrol realize, I don't know, where is the access along the border? And what is it easier, really, for smugglers and these human traffickers, the scourge of all the bottom feeders, to move in and out of the country the way that they are? Because there's no doubt, I say this again, you can play politics with what's happening at the border, but it all leads to the same thing. We don't want to see humanitarian crisis. We don't want to see a bunch of dead kids. We don't want to see horrific things happening to people who have been misguided and been pushed into the funnel and are now stuck in the middle of this while we sort it all out. Because I go back to the same thing I said before. We still need the judges. We still need the process that right now is messed up, that isn't there, that there's no closing in the gap. The gap just keeps getting bigger in the areas where the smugglers know to go, and they know that they can get away with it. Because it's open. The cat and mouse game doesn't work very well. Doesn't work. All right, coming up, as I said before, Robert Kennedy Jr. making his case, struggling with people in government who he says don't understand the importance of the issue. So the issue at hand, what's inside the vaccines, particularly now the flu vaccines. Hang with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Boy, the mercury's rising, and a lot of people are tired of hearing about this because they don't understand about the junk science, and we've talked about it here on America Tonight a ton. I am so pleased to welcome to this show Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. He's got a new book out about thimerosal, Let the Science Speak, and I hope that this hits hard to a lot of people who do not understand, I believe, the comment about the mercury, what's happening in vaccinations and what has taken place over the last couple of decades. Bobby, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Katie.
So talk about the passion that you feel for this subject and tell us more about thimerosal and why this stuff is so dangerous and why is there this push to push this away?
Well, thimerosal is a mercury-based vaccines preservative. It's about 50% mercury, ethyl mercury, and it has been in vaccines since around 1932. When the vaccine protocols were changed in 1989, the amount of mercury the children were getting became very, very significant. And there were a number of red flags that were raised about it. There was a study that CDC produced called the Verstraten study, and the initial iterations of that study connected the doses of thimerosal. They never compared people who were not exposed, but they compared exposed populations, people who had received, for example, just 25 micrograms per liter, to people who had received 50 micrograms of thimerosal. And what they found was that there was a strong connection between the thimerosal, and this is a CDC study, and that was the first iteration of this study, but they found that there was a strong connection between the exposures, the difference between those exposures, and a high correlation with a whole constellation of neurodevelopmental disorders, including ADD, ADHD, tics, speech delay, language delay, and a 700% increase in autism between the exposed, as I said, exposed populations. So that issue and the connection with autism became a radioactive issue and an issue that people really can't, it's almost verboten. It can't be talked about. What I got dragged, Katie, kicking and screaming into this issue, I was going around the country lecturing about methylmercury, which is another family of mercury from power plants. It's the kind of mercury that's emitted by coal-burning power plants, and it ends up in your in fish, and everybody recognizes that this is neurotoxic, and the federal government and the states have developed advisories to limit the amount of methylmercury that we take. And yet, at the same time, we were injecting large amounts of ethylmercury, which we now know is, which even the Institute of Medicine, the U.S. government says is, it should be regarded as equally toxic. We were injecting much higher doses into little children. In 1999, the CDC recommended the withdrawal of thimerosal from all pediatric vaccines in the United States. And over the next 3 years, it was removed. The FDA also removed thimerosal from all topical medicines. So you might remember that when I was young anyway, we would put mercurochrome ointment on. It was, it dyed your skin red and you'd put it on a cut and it, it supposedly, it was an antiseptic ointment. Also murine eye drops. Well, they found out that those were actually causing people severe damage to people's retinas, and in fact 11 babies were killed in a Canadian hospital as a result of thimerosal being applied as an antiseptic. So the FDA banned thimerosal in 1998 in all topical, in all over-the-counter medications. But at the same time, oddly, CDC was increasing its the amount of thimerosal that was going in, being injected directly into babies and vaccines.
Mm.
Okay, so all of it was taken out of the pediatric vaccines by 2003, and a lot of Americans believe that it's been removed from all vaccines. But on the at the same time, CDC issued recommendations that every American receive flu vaccines, and the majority of flu vaccines include are preserved by bolus doses, very, very large doses of thimerosal, and they were recommended for the first time thimerosal was being given to pregnant women, and not, just occasionally, but in every trimester of their pregnancy. And so while they removed it from the pediatric vaccines, they put essentially equivalent amounts into the flu vaccine so that an 8-year-old child today could receive about 187 micrograms if they obey the CDC recommendation.
Wow.
Compared to about 225 micrograms, from the pediatric vaccine. So it's essentially equivalent. And what we've said, I actually spent, I confronted people in the CDC for many years. I would call people who would defend thimerosal, people like Paul Offit, Marie McCormick, Kathleen Stratton, who run were running the vaccine program at CDC and defending thimerosal. And their answers to me were, well, first of all, they would say there's no such thing as an autism epidemic, and there's no real epidemic of neurological disorders, and that CDC has now acknowledged that that's not true.
Right.
That And they would later say, well, the ethyl mercury in the vaccines is not toxic. It's not persistent in the body. It's excreted much faster than methyl mercury. Therefore, it's not poisonous. What we now know is, yes, it disappears from the blood very quickly, but it's not leaving the body. It's going into the organs, and it's actually, according to many studies, much more toxic than methyl mercury. I commissioned a group of science researchers, a crack group of about a dozen scientific researchers for the last 3 years. They've been looking at the science to get rid of all the noise and all the arguments on both sides. And CDC has said for many years there's no study out there that indicates thimerosal is dangerous. But what we did is this group scoured the scientific literature. They found over 500 peer-reviewed publications in, you know, by university scientists, by government scientists, by the best research institutions in this country, and 1,400 references that indicate that this is an extremely potent neurotoxin. It is the most potent neurotoxin that is not radioactive. It's in some, by some estimates, 30 times more neurotoxic than lead. We are injecting it into our children, into pregnant women, in the flu vaccines, and what we've said is, let's not do that anymore. We have alternatives. We know that they can take it out of vaccines. They did it in the pediatric vaccines. Let's make our vaccines safe. I am pro-vaccine. I'm pro-science, but I think we ought to have safe vaccines. And I'll say one other thing. We did take it out of the pediatric vaccines in this country. But our companies are continuing with U.S. financing to give fully loaded pediatric vaccines preserved with mercury to children, hundreds of millions of children all over the world every year. And so even though we've deemed this too dangerous to give to our children in this country, we're continuing to give it to children all over the world. And to me, that's at very least, it's a terrible moral dilemma.
Yeah,
and we
should
stop doing that.
Yeah, I agree with you. We only have a few minutes left, but let me ask you this, Bobby. Why is the government just sitting there? Why are they sitting back? Why is the government sitting back?
Well, that is a really good question, Katie. In fact, we include in our book a number of letters that have been written by vaccine makers like Aventis Pasteur and Merck to the CDC, saying to the CDC, look, our company is able to produce 100% of flu vaccines completely thimerosal-free. And they do this using 2-PE, which is an alternative preservative, or they can use they can do it by using the single-dose vials rather than the multi-dose vials, which the single-dose vials don't require a preservative. And they've said, we can make 100% of them. And CDC wrote them a letter back saying, no, we don't want you to do that. We want to continue to use thimerosal in the vaccines. And even though CDC has recommended to the vaccine industry that they remove thimerosal, CDC has secretly insisted to the vaccine industry that they continue to use it. So it's an odd thing. We've met with CDC, and they told us a number of things, but one of the things that they told us is that they are leaving it in because it's an adjuvant. An adjuvant is usually an element, a metal like aluminum that they put into the vaccine that causes inflammation in human tissue, and it apparently makes the vaccines more potent because it stimulates the production of antibodies by the body. So, but in order to be approved as an adjuvant, you have to go through a long and rigorous approval process by FDA, and thimerosal has not been approved as an adjuvant. So if they are using it for that reason, they're using it illegally, and it's unclear why they're doing it still.
Yeah, crazy. All right, keep fighting the good fight. Bobby, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Katie. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Edition of It's Your Business. Jen Sincero, I practice that, is in our virtual green room, and she's written a book. I just love the title. She knew it was, she had a clever title. You Are a Badass. That's the name of the title. And in that, how to stop doubting your greatness, start living an awesome life. Boy, if only a few people would grasp that concept, they could really do a 180, I think, and turn their lives around. But let's bring Jen into this discussion, of course. Jen, the title is priceless. Did you, like, were you sitting around with a bunch of people and you were kind of, I call it spitballing, and you were brainstorming over this or what?
Yeah, pretty much. This one, sometimes they just fly right out of me, but this one was a bit of a wrestling match, I will not lie.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So what was the impetus? What was it that drove you to put this particular book together? What was it?
Well, I did tons of work on myself and pretty much read every single solitary self-help book on the planet Earth, and I really wanted one that had a sense of humor and used some curse words and was just a little more funny and irreverent, so I went out and wrote it myself.
And to you, what do you think after reading all those self-help books and dialing it in and figuring out, okay, here's things that people aren't doing, here's what really worked for me, what do you think is step number one? What's step number one to the road to believing that?
Well, step number one in turning the ship around, I think, is always becoming aware of what your issues are and being willing to take a good, long, hard look at your lovely self and be honest with where you're stuck and why you're stuck, and then to do every single thing in your power that you can to turn it around, including scary things and spending money and taking risks and looking like an idiot.
Yeah. Do you think that's the thing? People are afraid of fear. You know, that whole thing about there's nothing to fear but fear itself. So there is no safe, but people think they're safe. Is that what it is?
Yes, I think so. I think that we have a lot of trouble letting go of our comfort zones because it's scary. You know, the unfamiliar is scary. But if you think of it like living a really mediocre, lame life is even scarier, it's sort of off the blast.
I like that. Mediocre, lame life. That's great. What happened to you? Okay, so what happened to you when you went on that personal journey and you turned things around? What kind of reaction did you get from the people in your world?
Oh, that's a good question. Everything, depending on, you know, of course, it depends on where they are in their lives. So if they're really attached to all the reasons why they can't live an awesome life, they usually get very resentful and mean. And, you know, those people usually don't last in your life when you turn it around. And the ones who want to make changes are inspired by you. So it really had more to do with where they were at than where I was at.
Yeah, and so it just depended. The people that got it really got it, and and when you put this book together, because transformation, if it's too hard, then it lends itself to the excuses. So you did what I've done. I did this in my book, Level the Playing Field, and I love the way you really phrase it. It's kind of like bite size, right? Bite size chapters.
Yeah, absolutely. So, because I think a lot of, and I mean, I'm not knocking other self help books, but sometimes they go on way too long, and I'm kind of lazy. I don't want to, you know, read that much. I want to get to the work, so I did it in bite-sized pieces. Yeah, so it was really digestible, hopefully.
When you say sometimes you have to spend some money on yourself, so what did you do? What did you spend a little money on, or what did you flip over that was really different from anything you had ever done?
First of all, it was a lot of money. And it was going to every seminar I could get my hands on. I hired just tons of private coaches at really high levels, and you know, my big thing was money. Like, I was not making any of it. So for me to spend the money to make the money was a huge, huge leap for me. But it's what ultimately got me where I wanted to go.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you bring in the, it's kind of like the whole idea of a coach. And some people poo-poo that and say, well, why do you need a coach? I mean, what difference is it going to make? But I agree with you. I've seen the coaching make a huge difference in so many people who say exactly what you're saying. They weren't making any money. They spent the money, and then they made that money up and more. Is that what you're finding?
Absolutely. And I think with the coaches, like, you know, people don't have a problem getting, like, a personal trainer if they can't lose weight on their own. So, really, if you're not living your life the way that you want to be living it on your own, it may not be such a bad idea.
Yeah. Some of the chapters include, my subconscious made me do it. I love that. So what's that about?
That's about how we are run by our subconscious thinking that we are really very rarely aware of. So the whole beginning of the book really helps you become aware of what your subconscious programming is, which is, of course, all the thoughts and beliefs that your parents passed down to you and that society fills your brain with that you just are sort of on automatic pilot about.
Now, you know, some people will say that once you do this and really transform, you got to get new friends, because kind of what you were saying about some people would embrace it and some are like, eh, because it depends on where they are. So did you find that you had to do that?
Yeah, and especially when you're really trying to change your belief system, you need to be around people who have the same one. You know, people who believe anything is possible. It's like playing tennis with somebody who's better than you. You need to stay with the people who are where you want to be and who are stretching themselves, because we have enough of our own fears to bring ourselves down. We do not need to surround ourselves with other people who are living in fear and living small lives to add to that. So I think it's one of the most important things you can do is surround yourself with people who are really going for it.
Yeah, one of the things you talk about it when this whole transformation thing is, it's not just about, it's like creating money, but relationships too, career, and generally all around, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's usually a lot of the same stuff that's holding you back in all areas. You know, we're not that creative. We're not very creative creatures when it comes to coming up with a whole slew of different things. You know, usually they boil down to a lot of the same things, luckily. So once you become aware, again, then you can start untangling some of the stuff that needs to be untangled in all areas. Yeah.
Yeah. But the biggest, okay, so you spent a bunch of money and you got the coaching and I loved your analogy. If you want to lose weight, it's the same thing people would do there. To you, the most satisfying moment of this whole transformation?
Oh gosh, there were so many, but I think it was when I basically made my annual income in 1 month. Because again, that was my, you know, I had success as a writer and I was, you know, a musician and I was doing all the things that I love to do, but I was broke as a joke and I was like, come on, I can't, I mean, I see people far stupider than me making lots of money. So, so it was when it really changed my belief around that. Oh God.
So what do you think that is that on the money side? You had talent, like you said, you thought, geez, I'm better than a lot of what I'm seeing. What was the light bulb thing that turned it around just from, because I said, you know, it's about money, relationships, career, all that, but that's a big moment to make up your whole annual income in 1 month. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is huge transformation. You know, it's like Alan Weiss, there's a coach, Alan Weiss, who's awesome, who says that there's a difference between, you know, you're surviving and there's a difference between getting to the moment where you're alive. And then you can help other people and you can do all those other things because you're not limited. So is that, that's part of that mindset? Once you changed your mindset, then you found that the money started to come to you. Is that what happened?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, the whole changing of the mindset thing, like it can take time, but it also, we always think it has to take such a long time. It can happen so quickly depending on how available you are to scare the crap out of yourself, really. I mean, I had to charge a lot of money for stuff that I was like barely charging for, and I had to say, and I was an expert at things that I was, but I had a big old fraud complex about it. You know, I had to really step up, and honestly, once I did, and the money, I mean, you know, I didn't get busted, you know, nobody called me on it like it was actually true, and lo and behold, and all the money I needed was right there the whole time.
Yeah, so that's part of it, isn't it, that you have to have like a fee integrity, so you know you're worth it, but you're just, for some reason, we're never charging it, right?
Yeah, and I think deep down we do know these things, and we don't give ourselves nearly enough credit for what we're good at. But you know, you're not going to go out there and charge a bunch of money for something you don't know how to do. But I don't think that's the problem. 90% of the time, people aren't charging money for things they're really good at. They just don't believe they could.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Jen Sincero, what if somebody wants to pick up your book? How do they do that?
It's called You Are a Badass. They can get it at youareabadass.com, or they can go to my website, which is jensincero.com. J-E-N. Sincero is spelled like sincere with an O on the end, so J-E-N-S-I-N-C-E-R-O.com.
Yeah. How long did your transformation take?
It's still happening, honey.
I like that. So it's never done. It's never done. It's never finished, right?
I know. It'd be so no fun if it was done.
Yeah. I mean, there's something to that. Maybe that's it. How can you ever really in your life say, if you're really living that life, that it's done? No.
No, because there's always work creatures. You know, we always want more, and we're always, you know, new level, new devil. It's like you get to a new level, and you're like, oh, my gosh, no, I need to work on that. But keep it interesting, and it's in shape, so...
I love it.
It goes.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You are a badass. Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This was really fun.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.